Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
It is Steve Arterburn, and welcome, everybody. So glad you're with us here today at New Life. Joining me, well, somebody that's been around a very long time, Jason Martinkus. Hey, Jason, how are you?
Hey, Steve, doing well. How are you?
Good. As most people know, Jason is the one who, he is the lecturer. He is
lecturer.
the grand poobah of every man's battle.
I also teach it. Yeah. I also teach it too.
He teaches and lectures people. And then, well, we're glad that Chris Williams is back with us here. One of our newer folks here on the air, and welcome, Chris.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Glad you're here. And, you know, of course, one of the last time you were here, it was just you, and you did a great job, and we appreciate that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, if anybody wants to join us on the program, it's 1-800-229-3000. That is the phone number, 1-800-229-3000, and we would love to have you join us. We're going to be in the studio for 3 hours, 3 hours with three men, and I hope you can handle that, the testosterone. I'm telling you, it's just overwhelming sometimes. But if you want some help, here's what we try to do. You know, it's called tag team counseling. I'll usually kind of crank it in and start off. And the other folks, they're, rather than thinking of what's the next thing to say, like I would be, well, they're trying to evaluate the response and all. And then they ask a question that maybe digs a little deeper, has a little more insight. And then on we go. So it works many times, like you're having three therapists deal with a problem than just being in a counseling session on your own. And we hope that we could help you. It's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. And I just have to tell you, this past weekend was it was one of the most amazing weekends that we've had in a long time. We did, of course, Lose It for Life, and we did it in Dallas, Texas. And we had some people share things in their groups that they had never shared before. We had a pastor stand up at the end and tell the group that, of course, he had he really had never, ever shared things that he shared there, even with his wife or his church. And he was going back to do exactly that so that they would know who he really was. Well, you know, that's just a pretty powerful thing when you decide that you're going to open up and you're going to share what you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. And, oh, it was just fantastic to hear a pastor talk about, because so often, you know, this is the one thing that gets neglected. Well, guess what? We're doing another one in April. We rarely do two in a year, but the need is so great. We want you to come join us in Ohio in April, if you possibly can. We'll tell you more about that. But it was a spectacular time. Imagine this. You've never told one person in the entire universe how much you weigh. You're so ashamed of it. But it feels so safe, and it feels so wonderful. You feel like it's okay, and you share it, and it's like the weight of the world off your shoulders. Well, that's what happened. So many different stories. Wonderful time there at Lose It for Life. Coming up, Jason's going to be doing our Every Man's Battle, and that's going to be, I believe it's the 19th of February. Is that right, Jason?
That's right. Seattle, Washington.
And then, of course, we've got this Ultimate Intimacy Intensive in Irvine, California. But it's a good chance you might not be able to get into that. We only have about 48 slots left there. So if you want the rich, connecting, fulfilling intimacy that maybe you've never had because someone didn't learn how to do that in the area of emotional, spiritual, physical, sexual intimacy, Francis Chan, Marilyn Meeberg, Jason and Shelley are going to be there. Mylon and Kay. And that's on the Valentine's weekend. All right, we'll tell you more about all of that, but call us right now, 1-800-229-3000. We'll go to the phones right after this. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I want to tell you about our We Dared campaign and urge you to go to WeDared.com and take the challenge to starve your eyes for 30 days. You know, men are bombarded with sexual images every day. It's really hard to avoid. But we all have choices to make and a responsibility to be intentional about what we choose to look at and to think about. We want to help you do that. If you take the challenge at WeDared.com to starve your eyes for 30 days, we'll send you an email each day with encouragement and tips to keep you on track. We'll provide free downloadable Bible studies for men, young men, and even the tween men in preparing your son for every young man's battle. You could even learn how to start an Every Man's Battle group for sexual integrity. It's all there at WeDared.com. I hope you'll take the challenge to 30 days of sexual integrity and sexual purity. For more information, go to WeDared.com and take that challenge. I dare you to do it.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, we are back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad that you've joined us here today and hope it's going to be a great day for you. 1-800-229-3000. I want to go right to the phones. And why don't we talk with Anna. She's calling from San Francisco, listens on that great station, KFAX. We're glad she does. Hi there. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
How's life?
It's difficult right now.
Okay. Well, what's going on? Tell us.
A relative has asked us to pay for the criminal defense.
A relative has asked you to pay for the criminal for their criminal defense. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what was the offense?
Child abuse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And who was the relative? You don't have to give me the name. Is it like an aunt, uncle, a brother, sister? Nephew? What's the...
No, it's the family of our son-in-law.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, who is asking you for the defense money?
His family.
His family?
Mm-hmm.
And his relation to you is what?
Our son-in-law.
Okay, your son-in-law and his family thinks that it would be a good idea for you guys to pay for the defense of their son.
To help. Yeah, to help pay for it. Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess, you know, we're just trying to see what our response should be. My husband doesn't want to contribute to this. We want to support the family in other ways, but he doesn't feel comfortable.
Yeah. You know, you are on a really scratchy phone line for some reason. And so if there's any way you can get on a different one. But I'm going to jump in here, tell you what I think about something like this, and then we'll let the other guys jump in. But here's what I would say to them. Any money that we would have even thought about giving for his defense... just that you're asking us obviously means there must not be much money around. So we want you to know that we would put any of that money toward helping victims of the child abuse that went on. And that, you know, it was such an inexpensive thing for him to get help for the problem. Now coming in and trying to defend him versus him just say to the judge, I'm guilty. Here's what I did. If he needs a lawyer to help him fill out the papers for I'm guilty, here's what I did. Here's what I've done in the meantime to help myself. I'm at the mercy of the court. Well, you know, you you might feel like you could chip in on that, but I would never, ever pay for the defense of somebody that's guilty so that they could get a lesser sentence or whatever.
We don't know. I guess we don't know that he's guilty.
Well, ask him.
You know.
Ask him.
What does he say?
Well, the answer is he just says, I can't talk about it because
Then he's guilty.
Yeah.
Well, he's guilty because if I tell you what, you ask me if I did something, if I didn't do it, I'm never, ever, you can count on this, I'm never going to say, you know, I just can't talk about that.
Right.
Come on. Don't be stupid, okay? And tell him we're not stupid. If you weren't guilty, you'd say, there is no way I would do this. Come on. Come on. My two cents is if he wants to plead guilty and you might, you know, help there. But whoever the victims are, maybe you could provide some support there. But now let's hear a more rational voice from these two guys.
Well, that's pretty rational. But Anna, here's just a rule of thumb. Is that financially, even emotionally, or any resources that I may possess, I am going to contribute to a solution, not a problem. And so by helping a defense of a potentially or really kind of sounding like a guilty person who at very minimum is at least not being honest about this is not going to happen. That's contributing to the problem. And this is a real, real serious problem, a real injustice.
I guess I'm believing that the person is innocent. I mean, I'm kind of like trying to take the viewpoint like innocent.
You would get
a completely different countenance and engagement from him if he were right. Innocent.
Yes.
Kind of like Steve said a while ago. I mean, he would be sitting down with you going, I'm assuming it's somebody in your family that he abused. And he would be sitting down with you going, hey, look, here's what really happened. Here's how it went. Here's where I was at fault or wasn't at fault. Here's the reality of the situation and what's gone down. And that would be an all above board conversation. You would sense a humility. You would sense a tenderness to the gravity of the situation. What you're experiencing from him is not somebody who says, I'm fully engaged with the reality and repercussions. I'm hiding.
Now, let me ask you this, because you sound like a very rational, intelligent person. You ask him if he did it, and he says, I can't tell you because of dealing with my attorney. Okay, why wouldn't you immediately think, like we immediately thought, well, he's obviously guilty, or he would say, I didn't do it? Why would you take this approach? What is in that for you to take the approach, I'm going to assume he's innocent, even though he won't even tell me he's not innocent? Why would you do that?
Well,
I think it's important that you figure that out, okay? Why would you do it?
Well, because the relationship that I have with the other person is really important, you know, and I want to support that person, and so we have a relationship going forward.
Well, you don't want to have a relationship based on a lie. And here's the other thing. If you believe he's innocent, then you're saying to the victim, you're a liar. Now, do you want that? Some child? Do you want a child?
It's the person it's a young child that can't speak for himself.
How did this information come about? How did this come to the light?
Someone called, made a call.
Okay. Well, again, I just think any relationship not based on truth and transparency is going to be a superficial, at very best, relationship.
Yeah, I mean, as far as my response for this request, do you think I should talk to them in person? You know, or they sent me an email right now.
No, well, I don't think you need to. I just think you need to say, hey, listen, I ask about this, and when I wasn't told, oh my goodness, no, this is a horrible misunderstanding, or this is somebody that was, you know, whatever. But when I was told, I can't deny this because of my attorney, then I have to assume that there's guilt here, and I can't defend guilt.
Mm. And I appreciate, I think we all appreciate your sensitivity to not wanting to make the situation more than it is or might be. I mean, you know, here we are looking at this, and everyone knows and can see the ripple effect of this blowing up the family. You want to keep intact. You want to have a relationship with your daughter.
We understand that.
Yeah, and so being sensitive to that is, I mean, hats off to you for being sensitive to that. And at the same time, remember that being one step outside of it, you're one of the only objective parties to be able to see into it. Right? Does that make sense to you?
It's just so difficult.
Yeah.
It is.
It is. It is difficult. Yeah. But let me tell you what's really difficult. It's really difficult if you pay a bunch of money, he gets a great defense lawyer, and he's found innocent. And 2 years later, you find out that there were 10 other victims or whatever. And that's on your shoulders there. So
right,
you have
I know
to look
that
at,
wouldn't be the case.
Well, okay. But you have to look at the bigger picture. And right now, from the things that you told us, his response to you, we think it would be inappropriate to pay for the defense of anybody that isn't willing to tell you eye to eye or on the phone or whatever, I didn't do it. Using this thing of, I can't say I didn't do it because my attorney, I mean, I just don't know of any attorney that would tell somebody, hey, listen, I know you're innocent, and if anybody asks you, tell them you can't tell them.
Well, I just, what he said is that he can't tell us how it happened.
Well, yes, he can. Yes, he can. Yes, he can tell you how it happened. He sure can. Because you're related to him, and you're being asked to give money.
Right.
So, I mean, unless he can't tell you because he might get confused and tell somebody else something different. Mm-hmm. Facts are really amazing things. They stay the same.
You know, Anna, one last thought as I'm listening to you, and what comes to mind is I think it's completely appropriate for you to say to him, we love you. We love you as a part of this family. We want to support you, and we want to see this work out as best it can. So when the chips are down, the truth is out, and all the matter is settled, we're happy to walk with you through that. But we can't really do that. We can't really engage and invest in that until we see where the chips land and the truth is on the table and leave it there.
That's a nice way to go.
Yeah,
all right.
Good.
I'm glad that you called. And I want to send you a copy of Healing is a Choice. I hope that that will be a blessing to you. I would really encourage everybody in that family to seek help for him, encourage him to get help no matter what, and to really hang on here with whoever the victim is and try to get them some help. 1-800-229-3000, that is the phone number you can call, 1-800-229-3000. And let's go to our next caller right now, and let's talk with Jeff from Seattle. KGNW is the station. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to New Life. Hi.
Hi there. Love your show, guys.
Thank you. What's going on?
Well, my question is how and when and if I should tell my kids about some of my past moral failure.
Okay. First of all, how old are your kids now?
They are 19 to 24 years old.
19 to 24. And this past moral failure, are you involved with it now?
No, not at all. 15 years ago, I had to finally confide in my wife that I'd been struggling with acting out in same-sex ways. Got to a real compulsive ensnarement and complete shock to her, and that kind of started me on a path of pursuing health and recovery. And I can say it's been 15 years of sobriety.
That's
all of that.
Fantastic,
way to go, Jeff! Yeah.
And thanks. What's your wife think about the timing? Does she think it's a good time now?
Yeah, she does. It's kind of one of those things that it's such a great story that's so relevant today for so many people, and but boy, it just invokes in me this fear.
Oh,
I feel like
sure.
you know, how horrific that was that I dropped all that in my wife's lap. I feel like I'm kind of doing that to my kids now by making them have to deal with it. And I know it'd be letting them down and who I am in their eyes.
But you know what?
Just the shame and everything.
If you were asking, hey, should I talk about this? Because last year, you know, I went and got some help, and it's just not part of my life now. I'd be saying maybe not the time, but you've got 15 years of doing the right thing and showing them your courage, and I think you're probably going to get a different response than you might think, especially with kids in that generation. I think it's going to, I'm going to pray that it's going to be a great thing. Now, it might not be a great thing instantly. You know, there might be some kind of reaction. But then that's when your wife comes in and says, hey, wow. Yeah, I mean, you know, like later when you're not around. Wow, that was quite a reaction there. Now, let's talk about that. Yeah. Let's think about that. And then you're going to be available also. But we'll talk more about this right after this.
Come sail with New Life Ministries in Alaska, July 13th through the 20th.
I went on my own. Had never done a trip by myself before, so I was apprehensive. So if you think, oh, I don't have anybody that would want to go with me on this, trust me, you are going to find plenty of friends when you get there.
We'll depart on the Island Princess southbound from Anchorage, cruising by Hubbard Glacier to Glacier Bay National Park, and then stopping in Skagway, Juneau, Ketchikan, and ending in Vancouver.
I connected with God in a way that I had never imagined.
We'll start each morning with devotions. Then we'll explore each port, returning in the evening for fellowship and teaching from God's Word.
The teaching, every day, just getting together with everyone, getting to know everybody in the group. The whale watching was amazing. Kayaking, zip lining, so many fun times and memories I have.
To register or to find out more, call 888-770-6898, extension 103, or go to newlife.com.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and we're talking to Jeff, and well, I'm just so excited that the reason we're talking to Jeff is because he's had a really great history, because he's had success in dealing with same-sex attraction. Now he's wondering if it's time to tell his kids. Let's hear from Jason and Chris and see what they have to say about this too.
So Jeff, first off, just to reiterate, great job on doing everything that you could do to recover from your sexual acting out. Mm-hmm. That is a courageous journey. There's a couple of things. Is that the point of the disclosure process is to either deepen or build or rebuild trust in a relationship. This doesn't seem to have broken trust in the relationship with your sons, but this is an opportunity to build trust or deepen the relationship with them. It's what we call a disclosure process, and I believe that in between 19 and 24 years old, they are old enough to hear it, because they're not just going to hear your struggle, they're going to hear what you did about it. They're going to hear your recovery. They're going to hear what God has done in your life as a result of this, and I think that that is a huge strength and story that your sons could really benefit from. How you do it, I think, is important because I think there may be details in there that may not be safe for the relationship or relevant for the relationship. And so using some discretion and some discernment on details, I think, is really important. But what we call a general disclosure of the struggle and what you did, I would highly encourage it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yep. Anything you want to add to that, Jason?
Yeah, I just I applaud you too. And just thinking about the idea of your legacy. I mean, you sit down in front of your kids and say, hey, here's the real deal on your dad. And I don't ever want there to be secrets. I don't want there ever to be something hidden. I don't want there to ever be anything where you don't feel like you have, you know, you're able to know me. I think you're setting a tone for a legacy that is positive and lasting with your kids. I think that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, great.
How's that feel? How's that feel to you?
Good. Still fearful to step there, but good to hear that.
Yeah, you know, all right.
It's so difficult to face it and when to even share and help others and that kind of thing. But, yeah, I just want to move forward. I just don't want more harm to occur from all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Well, I'm going to send you a Bible, Every Man's Bible. I think you'll like it. There's a lot in there about men and their courage, and you've got it. Hey, hope you'll enjoy that. Anybody else, that is the best-selling men's study Bible right now, Every Man's Bible. It is just powerful. And a lot of women say, hey, he never read the Bible till he got one of those. Now, also, yeah, go ahead.
Steve, can I jump in here really quickly? Yeah. Going back to your testimony of that pastor from Lose It for Life who was able to then to go back and disclose his struggles, Jeff, who's looking at the possibility of disclosing his struggles.
Yeah.
When we're transparent with who we are, especially in the areas of leadership in our lives, one of the things that we can't see before we disclose, because usually we just see the fear and terror of whether it be judgment or shame or whatever the case may be, is that we're actually creating safety for the people that we're disclosing to.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say in today's homes, in today's churches, relational safety is oftentimes missing, and it's greatly, greatly needed. And so I just want to commend the work of New Life, our callers, the people who engage in bringing that which is in the darkness to the light. God is doing tremendous things through that.
Mm. Well, let me, since you brought that up, I'll mention that you do have a video on TV.NewLife. It's called Sick as Your Secrets. And if you've been wondering what to do with some secrets that are weighing you down, this past weekend, we helped a lot of people get rid of a lot of them. And it really can make a big difference. Also, at TV.NewLife is Jennifer Hatmaker and a little bit that she did on For the Love. It's a great interview. I think you'll like that. And then Mylon's got a wonderful piece on loving a vacillator. And then I continue with the series on 52 ways to lose weight. And then also those toxic faith beliefs. Let's talk to, how about Cindy from Laverne, Arizona? She watches us on the NRB television network. Really glad that she does. Hi there. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Doing all right. What's going on with you today?
Well, so I mentioned before, asked you a question and followed up with some really good Christian counseling. Thought this was behind me, and it reared its ugly head again. Fear of traveling. I hear it's called photophobia. It's intense. It's ugly. And like I said, I thought I was passing.
Okay, so you just really have a hard time going somewhere, right?
I was supposed to go just to San Diego 3 days with bunch of ladies for this fashion virtual conference. Mm-hmm. And at the last minute, I was petrified, sweating, heart pain, and couldn't do it, and didn't go, and disappointed a lot of
Okay, I can't, I'm so sorry. I can't understand what you're saying. So we'll try to fix that connection here at the break. So hold on. And then,
Is that better? Yes,
but just hold on because we're going to go to a break and we'll see if we can make it better. But we'll just give some general stuff too on how we can help a person overcome that fear or any fear. It's really interesting. You've heard of the show Fear Factor? Have you ever factored your fears? We'll talk about how you factor a fear right after this. If you want to join us, we're here in the studio another 2.5 hours. 1-800-229-3000. If you need some help, if you want to be healed, well, God wants you to be healed, but you're going to have to do something. And the thing to do is call us right now, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be back.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed that if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number. And I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register, to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. All right, let's see how this connection's working now. Are you there? Are you there? Okay.
I'm here.
So you were going to go on a trip, right?
Yes.
And where were you going to go?
Just to San Diego.
And what happened? You didn't make it?
I couldn't. I had to tell her I couldn't go. They wanted to come pick me up. I said, no, I can't do this.
Well, okay. And so you called us before and you said something was helpful then, but then it just didn't work out longer term?
Yeah, because I couldn't drive in the valley. I'd go from one end of town to the other and I'd have a panic attack.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I did see you. I didn't call you. You were here in the Phoenix area.
So what have you done? What have you done to help it in the meantime? Have you talked to have you talked to a counselor? I mean, this is something that's affecting.
I hooked back up with her the day that I was supposed to leave to San Diego and didn't.
Well, that's good.
I did connect with her again. Yes.
Okay. All right. And has she talked to you about sometimes these big, huge problems can be solved or managed with a little bit of medication while you're working out some of the deeper issues there? Did you guys talk about that?
She did on this last one, but I don't want to do that.
Yeah, well, listen to me. Hey, it doesn't matter what you want to do. Isn't that amazing that I would say that? Here's what's important. Let me tell you what matters. That you surrender to somebody that might know more about this than you do. Let them help you. And if it doesn't work, or if you don't like it, what happened, you get your misery back all on your own. But look, if we don't surrender whatever we think. I was talking to somebody this weekend. Hey, I don't want to take medication. I don't even want to go to a doctor. I don't trust a doctor to do a lab test, they said. Oh, my goodness. And then the person said, I don't have any problems to deal with in counseling. How about pride? How about pride that I think that I know more about medicine than somebody that studied it and practiced it for 20 years? So I'm telling you, we're not stupid, okay? We would never suggest somebody think about medication if it was a harmful thing. We are not spiritually deficient to think that Satan uses medication, and we just don't know that, you know? I want to encourage you to surrender, humble yourself before that counselor who's saying, hey, I think we ought to look at this medication issue. Jason, what do you think? Chris?
Cindy, you still there?
Who? Me? I'm here.
Okay, just making sure. I'm just curious your response to what Steve just said to you.
Well, I take medication already. I've had reactions to some, and the one she mentioned was Xanax, and I've seen ugly things on the other side of it. So, I mean, and I already take a Paxil. I do, for Axetine. So.
Well, wait a second. Hold on a second. I bet you're not getting Paxil from a psychiatrist.
No.
No, it's from your physician.
Right.
Because in every case I've ever talked to somebody taking Paxil, and I'm not encouraging anybody to get off of Paxil. I'm not a physician. I'm not a doctor. But
right.
I don't know of many psychiatrists that are prescribing that for people.
No.
I know
no.
physicians do because that's something they were prescribing years ago. But you
right.
need to be in front of somebody that knows the most about medication. And let me tell you this. If one little Xanax pill had enabled you to get yourself over to San Diego, seemed like to me that would have been an upside that you would want to have in your life.
Yeah.
You know, and where you are, Cindy, the one thing that I'm listening to you talking about this, and the one thing that comes to mind for me that I hope is already in place, but just to make sure it's out there on the table, is community. I hope that you have a community that is supporting you, not to face your fears, but to face treatment. Right? I hope you have a group of people around you who are holding you accountable to take the next step, whether that's the medication or the psychiatrist or the counseling or getting in the car to go to the north end of the valley or whatever it is. That you've got that community around you that's helping you face your treatment.
Yes, so important.
And Cindy, one more thing. Anxiety is deeply rooted way, way down below the surface in the brain, and it's always looking for an excuse, and it's really hard to treat because it's resistant to treatment. But let me speak really quickly from the world of professional therapists and counselors. Treating anxiety is like a doctor treating the common cold. We know how to do this. We know what things and techniques it works to go after it and to really attack it and help you overcome it, at least be functional in your daily life. And this is something that is preventing you from living. If there was
right.
a person preventing you from living, keeping you in your house, we call that entrapment. We do everything we could to get that person out of your way. I want you to do everything you can to get this out of your way, and counseling is definitely a place I would start there.
If you had called and said, you know, I'm struggling with epizootis of the medulla oblongata, I would have said, whoa, I have never heard of that. I don't know what anybody could ever do for that. This is horrible that you have that. That's what I'd be saying. Epizootis of the medulla oblongata. But you have an anxiety problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the anxiety problem causes you to fear the cure or the thing that could help you resolve the things that led to it. And so that's what's so frustrating for me, is I want you to see that the problem isn't the anxiety anymore. The problem is whatever is in your mind that's keeping you from being open to the solution. Now, let me ask you a question. I talk about factoring fear. You're afraid of the medication.
Mm-hmm.
What are you afraid might happen? Let's just break that down. What what's the worst thing that could happen if you followed your therapist's advice, saw a really great psychiatrist who said maybe this could help you, maybe not initially, but it has to build up in your system a little bit, and it could change some of that brain chemistry and help you be able to function. What would be the worst thing that could happen from that?
Well, in what I'm thinking, and please tell me if I'm wrong, I'm thinking if I use medication, then mm-hmm. am I getting to the root of the problem? Because I don't want this anymore.
Yeah, okay,
look. I don't want the medicine to be a crutch.
Right. But here's the thing.
Hmm.
Medication, you could say, is kind of like training wheels a little bit. It gets okay. you moving. It gets you moving, and, mm-hmm. and you get used to the bicycle, and then one day you can take the training wheels off. But while you're on medication, guess what? It hmm. reduces the anxiety so much that you can actually look at the cause, because okay. you're not looking at it now. You're not getting right. to the root of it now. You're so obsessed over what you're afraid of. So you see how that works? If we look yeah. at what we're really afraid of, we can see that the answer's right there in front of us, and we're never going to get to it unless we take the advice of another person. Humble willingness are there maybe the two most powerful words in the Christian faith. Humble willingness. The very thing that led Jesus to the cross is the very thing that you need to take the advice of some other people, okay?
All right.
I take medication. You think I'm weird? If I didn't take medication, you have no idea how strange I would be. Oh, my goodness. So people tell me, increase your dosage or whatever. But look, it's the answer, not the problem. The problem is what stands in the way of us and the answer. And I want to tell you, we don't want one person to use one pill that they don't need. Mm-hmm. No way. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, you can live a different life. Now, that community piece, healthy women saying, come on now, listen mm-hmm. to the person, follow up, yeah. take their advice.
Okay.
All right. Now, you called us for advice, right?
Yes.
Go get the medication that the therapist is telling you need to take. That's the advice.
All right. Thank you.
Now, don't love make me don't make us come over there and make you take that medication. All right? You just do it on your own. All right. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Hold on. We're going to give you some help here, and I'm going to send you this book, Healing is a Choice. I hope you'll like that. I'm going to be preaching on that a week from this Sunday. John Townsend will do his part the week after that at Northview Church. You can find out about it, northviewchurch.us, second fastest growing church in the United States of America. Steve Poe is the pastor, and they've opened the doors to us. Life recovery groups are starting there afterwards. Pretty exciting to see what's happening. Hey, if you want somebody to come talk to you or your church, why don't you just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll try to work it out. All right, we'll be back after this. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep, and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com, tv.newlife.com.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And please, if you want to talk with us, we'll be here another couple of hours, 1-800-229-3000. I've tried to tell you about everything we have going on. And don't forget the Women in the Battle is coming up on March the 4th. And then we have another marriage weekend on April 15th. That's going to be fantastic. And then, of course, the Women of Faith movie, I've talked about that before, February 18th and 20th, March 3rd and 5th. You can find out about that at www.wofncinemas.com. Women of Faith came out of New Life. And then also, we'd love for you to join us on this Alaska cruise. It's a very popular ship and a very popular route because we're going all the way up to Anchorage and then coming back down. That's not the typical thing. So if you want to join us, better sign up now. We'd love to have... Oh, we're just talking to someone at the Lose It for Life conference who was on our original Alaska cruise, which was 2004. Wow, it was a great experience, and it'll be a great one now. Okay, let's go... why don't we talk with... let's talk to Hal from Boise, Idaho. Listens on Sirius XM, channel 131 at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Good. What's going on? How can we help you?
Hey, I just need some advice.
Okay.
About how to deal with my wife talking and texting with male friends.
Okay. Wow. How long has that been going on?
I would imagine the entire time we've been married. About
how long
have
you been married?
Years.
2.5 years.
Ouch.
Yeah.
What does she say when you say, man, I just can't handle this. Stop it.
She says she wants to be married to a secure and confident husband.
Mm-hmm.
And that I'm acting insecure and... Mm.
Where did she learn to be so nurturing, sensitive, and responsive to men?
Do you think? I don't know. She's the only girl in her family. She was said four brothers. She said she had to learn how to grow up to be tough.
Yeah,
and that, you know what? That really is the goal of life, I think. You know, when Jesus came to earth, I think his whole mission was, hey, just get out there and be tough with people, especially those that you're married to. In fact, be so mm-hmm. tough that when they share their heart with you of how it's breaking over you and what you're getting from other men, just be tough with them. I'm so sorry you're going through this. Let's hear from Chris and Jason, see what they think could be a way, maybe, to get her to rethink what she's doing.
Hal, is she transparent with these conversations and these text messages?
Not at all. I wish she would be. She gets mad at me if we're sitting here in our house and she's texting. She gets mad at me if I ask her who she's texting.
Mm. Yeah.
She thinks that if I ask her things, I'm being nosy and snoopy and it's none of my business. And if she is texting these people, it's just, they're just friends. They just, you know, chit-chatting type of thing.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things going on here. Obviously, if there's just friends, there's nothing to hide. And let me just be crystal clear on this, is that this is a form of infidelity. And let me talk about that, not from a sexual standpoint, but a building of trust. Infidelity, broadly explained, is a breaking of trust. And that happens when we're not honest and open and really transparent with what's going on in our relationship. To build intimacy, closeness, connection, you have to have these conversations. And it also seems like you guys have not had the conversation around what we call marital boundaries. And marital boundaries are, what are the things that we need in the relationship to feel safe and secure? And relationships don't automatically start secure from secure people. You build security in a relationship through connection. That's obviously built on safety and trust going forward. So I would hold your line. I want to encourage you to really hold your line on the impact of what her behavior is doing to you. And that as she throws out these emasculating comments about, you know, she wants a secure man, I would say the best thing you can do, even though it feels raw and vulnerable, is go back at her and say, I'm not secure with this. I'm not okay with this. This is a place of real conflict in the relationship for me. You know, you could want a secure man. I don't know what that means, but this is not okay with me, and it cannot continue, and we need to address it. I would encourage you to attack this thing head on.
And in fact, what she really wants is you to stay so insecure that you don't question her about it, and your security is what's questioning. Jason, your thoughts here before we go.
Hal, just a quick question. Is this your first marriage?
No, this is my second marriage. And I'm 55 years old, I feel like I'm pretty secure with myself.
If you don't mind my asking real quick, did the first one end around infidelity?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. I just confirm and affirm what Chris said to you. You know, you're not crazy, and you're pursuing righteousness in your relationship. You're pursuing intimacy in your relationship. For you to hold your ground and be inviting her into counseling, if she's not willing to go and deal with some of this stuff, come to the Ultimate Intimacy Workshop, go to the marriage weekend. Mm-hmm. If she's not willing to do those things, then your next step is talking with your counselor, your pastor, and your guys in your life about boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I want to just reiterate what Chris said. Infidelity is a disloyal act. It doesn't mean that you have sex with somebody. I mean, that's there in there, too. That's definitely disloyal. But any act of disloyalty... that's infidelity. Now, let me send you a copy of Every Man, God's Man. I'll send you Every Man's Bible. That's a pretty special Bible.
How about Worthy of Her Trust, too?
Okay. Worthy of Her Trust, and then you can just reverse that. That's what she needs to be doing for you. We'll get that to you. Jason wrote that. I helped him a little bit, but we'll get that over to you. Anybody else, the resources that we have, you can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Or go to newlife.com. We've been looking at some folks who have written in about TV.newlife. Listen to this person. They said, I've learned that I'm not alone and that I had stuff from my past that I've not dealt with. I am God's child, and I'm loved beyond all I could ask or think of. I listen to all the videos when I work out. I get so encouraged, and I also get a really good workout. If you're having a hard time working out, maybe TV.newlife.com is the answer for you. I hope and pray that you'll give it a try. You get some free time there to see if you like it. 10,000 other people do. If you need help, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if you could help us, we sure do need your help. It's your support that allows us to stay on the air, to do these workshops that transform people's lives. They come in on a Friday. They are amazingly transformed by Sunday, going out into the world with a different perspective, changed thinking with tools to implement. And we're so grateful that we get to do it. If that's what you need, you call us. But if you can help somebody, if you can support somebody in that, would you do it? Provide a scholarship or just help us continue to do what we do. The phone number is 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hey, Steve, could I make a comment about Every Man's Battle?
Please do.
I'm fairly new to the New Life family, and I've been exposed to a lot. I was actually talking with Jason at Starbucks this morning about this. I've been exposed to a lot of really, really cutting-edge good programs out there on sexual integrity and sexual recovery. I actually went into my first Every Man's Battle weekend as one of the counselors there, actually a little bit skeptical. And I was telling Jason, encouraging him, I was blown away. Every Man's Battle, you don't just get the Christian perspective, even though that's exactly what you get, but you get the best of what is out there in sexual addiction recovery and sexual integrity, as well as a Christ-centered approach. That is a buried treasure in a field worth digging up.
And coming from a guy trained by Patrick Carnes and these other folks that you've been involved with, that's a pretty great endorsement. 1-800-229-3000 to join
Thanks
us.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.